Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray that everything that we talk about tonight, Father, that the choices of clips from the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them that are out there, Father, we just praise you for helping, you know, bring us to this better understanding of the things that are going on, perhaps without absolute conclusions, but nevertheless, continuing to watch for that thief, because we know what time it is. We praise you, Jesus, and we thank you for this opportunity to be able to get together. We pray in accordance with Matthew 18:19, where two or more gathered on this earth, agreeing on something on behalf of you, Father God, we're asking you in Jesus' name that you would, Father, consider, please, Luke 21, to count us all worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before you. Could be at no other place but the wedding supper. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Anoint this show. Have what needs to lodge into our hearts, lodge in accordance to the priorities of the kingdom, and keep us at the ready in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. All right, so I'm kind of cheating a little bit. Well, I'm not really cheating. I was actually working at about 6:45, maybe 6:50 this morning, and I skip lunch a lot. So anyway, I'm taking a little bit of a liberty to get an early start to this program. I don't know if it's going to run 2 hours. If I keep babbling about whatever, it surely will. Anyway, praise God. There's a lot of stuff that I want to play for you tonight. God tends to give me like these little breadcrumbs because, I don't know, maybe it's because he feels empathy and love for me. I don't know if that's what it is. But he knows that when I'm starting to get distressed because I start, you know, people start sending me these emails. This is the golden age of America. And I'm like, I got to keep on reminding myself, John 3:16, you know, for God so loved the world. And there's 195 countries out there. And I don't want to be one of the, you know, American churchianity folks that are going, in my opinion, the wrong direction. They're focusing on the things that are not really important and more interested about the quality of their life here on the earth than they are about really wanting to see Jesus. You know, if we all knew we had to climb over a mountain to go see Jesus right now, how many of us would turn around and look over our shoulders like Lot's wife? I don't think that's right. You know, he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. That's pretty strict. So we really need to be totally dedicated and all in and be spending that extra time in the secret place of the Most High on our knees. I prefer anointed by oil. And I'm also looking at some of the sanitized programs that I've done in the past that are ready to be published. Some of those I may toss up here and there just to kind of fill things in a little bit. Little blast from the past, but all really, really good lessons. All right, so we're 5 minutes into the program. Let's go ahead and go really kind of like directly into the news. Now, the news is going to be mixed up with the actual piece of news or piece of claim of news, and then the there's going to be other things that are actual direct quotes, people giving their opinion, some in an official capacity, some I don't know who they are, but they seem in an official capacity. But I think it's all worth giving a listen to. But what we have to remember is it's God's perfect timing, and our Father is interested in bringing as many out of this earth as he can. Of course, I have people, you know, in my family that would disagree with me. They're like, oh, well, if God takes all the really good people out, what, you know, what's he going to do for all the rest of the people? Well, the scripture is very clear about that in Matthew 22, if you know what you're reading. There are going to be others that step up in our place. There are going to be many others that are going to actually think the aliens took us. But we're going to be at the wedding supper as the first watch. Praise God. Barley harvest. Counting of the Omer. Sukkot wedding. Praise Jesus. That's what I'm hoping for. That's what I got the letter for, and all the confirmations over the first watch key and everything that I probably told a large portion of the listeners already, but I don't know who all's out there listening. Never have. Used to have these little charts that would give me, you know, some clue of who was coming from where, why, and demographics and all that. But that's all right. I don't need that. I'm just trusting God, and it gives me a way to inject ideas out there for anybody who wants to listen. In a way, I feel a little bit like one of those, you know, back in the 40s or late 30s, but probably early 40s, the radio shows, you know, that they had, where they'd have like one little, I don't know what you call it, a tiny little facility, not very big, and there'd be, you know, all the equipment in there and an antenna and all that kind of stuff to broadcast out to a bigger transmitter and then become, you know, AM 58 talk radio. But anyway, it kind of feels a little bit like that, because you wouldn't have statistics. You wouldn't know how many people are listening unless you had open phones and you were talking about some interesting subject. You wouldn't really know. And unfortunately, we don't have that kind of a setup here anymore. With Blog Talk Radio, we kind of did. But right now, this is quick to the point, and it helps a lot of people that are very, very busy, hear kind of an alternate view on out of the noise. You know, are you able to pick up, and are they diamonds? I don't know if I'm picking up diamonds, or maybe they're just emeralds, or who knows? I don't know what. Maybe they're, birthstones. But the point is that I do the best that I can, and sometimes people send me stuff, praise God, to pull out of the noise the things that keep us focused. Which, by the way, brings me interestingly into a focused playback that I want to do with Bill Cooper. This was one of those breadcrumbs that the Lord gave me today to help me to anchor while people are, tossing communications over the walls, going, this is the golden age of America, and all this kind of stuff. You know, it wears on you after a while. And at some points, it can even second guess yourself. And we don't know how long we're going to be here at this point. We're already way past where the majority of us thought we would probably be gone a long time ago. But anyway, that's all beside the point. Lessons learned. And now we stay Nepho, we stay about the Father's business, and we continue to, you know, touch people's lives and give and help those people over in Goma Town. What a mess that is over in the DNC. I can't recommend more to help out Sammy's team, because they're trying to relocate people. Their folks are just horrible, horrible things I don't even want to repeat. All right. Anyway, on that note, praise God. And if you do feel interested or led, it's PIPES, like pipes in a house, international.org. And that money goes right over to help the people that are getting, well, they're right there. They're completely taken over by M23. I don't want to get into the tragedies, horrors, and terrible things that are happening over there, but it's bad. You can look it up on the internet. It's very clear. All right, praise God. So anyway, on that note, let's go ahead and dive right into this news, because there's a lot of audio bites that I want to play for you that kind of stitch together a story a little bit. All right? Amen. Praise God.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
What? It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So this was the breadcrumb that the Lord gave me today. I don't know how many people have already seen it, and that's fine. A lot of us are using the same sources, which is where just about everybody's going for their news nowadays is Twitter or X. And of course, if you like kittens, you'll get lots of kittens there. Their algorithms work just fine as long as you use them for your purpose so that you can keep your eye on the things that matter in the grand scheme of all the fluffy stuff that's getting thrown out there, much of which isn't even happening. And we have testimonies to establish that as well tonight. A lot of the things that we're being told by the Trump administration that are in flight, they're either flat out lies, marginal inconsistencies associated with the actual truth of what they were trying to say or claiming. There's lots of that going on. There's people coming forward and saying that the people that are supposedly going over the border by the large numbers that Trump is claiming, it isn't happening for obvious, tactical reasons. But anyway, so the effort's underway, but it's not as successful as it's being sold. There's a bunch of stuff like that that's going on right now. So anyway, not to mention, if we got into all of the judges and, the Supreme Court just shot down Donald Trump's request to, kill AIPAC. It's not AIPAC. No. It's the one where, pool of money. USAID, there it is. The Supreme Court said Trump couldn't stop some of the stuff that was going out from USAID. Now, they didn't, I didn't see an itemization, but it's probably out there somewhere. All right, praise God. Anyway, so I wanted to play you my breadcrumb that I got. I believe it's from the Lord, because when it seems like the Lord knows when my heart is the most troubled. And all of us are, I would assume that anybody listening to this program is anxiously awaiting the transformation of their body, cannot wait for the barley harvest, cannot wait for that giant copper spaceship to show up in the sky, David Doherty's vision, praise God. We're on the precipice of these types of things. The UFO buzz and the spaceship buzz and the disclosure buzz from Donald Trump and all that other stuff has not died down all that much. All right, it's just not, front and center as much as other things are, which is fine. All right. So anyway, this is the breadcrumb that I got. It's a quote from Bill Cooper. And what I want to call to your attention, because he's mentioned a lot of stuff, and much of it you may know about, and in some cases you might not know anything about. He's going to talk about how the Masonic lodges are connected and how the hierarchy of darkness goes up to other organizations, up, until it gets just about as dark as you can get. And he explains how they're interconnected. Now, what I want you to hear, because if you don't know about these things, you might miss it. What I want you to hear is how he explains that Scottish Rite Masonry has many levels that are even higher than 33, and that ultimately they connect to other organizations, and it goes all the way over, believe it or not, to the Khazarian, Synagogue of Satan stuff. Yep. Chabad Lubavitch, Kabbalah, there's a connection directly into that. Kabbalah is it's like every bit as powerful, if not even more powerful, than the type of Satanism that you see in South Africa, where they're astral projecting over to people's houses to do them harm and everything else under the signs, all kinds of creepy stuff. So Kabbalah is right up there, if not even worse, in a lot of ways. So anyway, I want you to hear this testimony from Bill Cooper so it anchors you in what we're dealing with when Trump and Trump's family and Pam Bondi, I have that photograph too, are doing the triangle symbol with their hands. What does that mean? It means that they're telling you that they're part of the club. And that usually starts somewhere in the ranks of the Masons of some type. All right, so here's Bill Cooper. Bill Cooper's awesome, shortened, I think, a little bit, explanation of who is part, a little bit about the hierarchy of darkness that goes all the way over to the Chabad Lubavitch kind of, you know, Kabbalah stuff. All right. This is very important because we know where Trump's loyalties are. We know where the vast majority, you know, the people in Congress's loyalties are. We know that Hegseth doesn't just have a regular cross tattooed on his chest. That is a, you know, a symbol for the, you know, for the Christos type symbols that were used by Knights Templar and stuff like that. That stuff's all connected to these dark organizations and the levels within these organizations that Phil Cooper's going to talk about right now. So let's bring him live. Hey, Phil, are you there? All right, here we go.
You haven't gone through all the degrees yet. And I can assure you that even if you're a 33rd degree Freemason of the Scottish Rite, there are degrees over you. For beyond that degree, they disappear behind what is called the veil. See, I know more about your order and your lodge than most of you ever will if you live to be 210. You don't even understand most of your own ceremonies. You just go through them because that's what you got to do to get the next degree and be loved by your brothers. Part of a subversive organization that is destroying this country from within. You see, this country is not being destroyed by some invading army. It's being destroyed exactly as our forefathers said could be the only way that it would be destroyed, and that is from within. Most of the people who have had a hand in the destruction of this great nation have been Freemasons, members of the Rosi Cruci, members of the Knights of Malta, the Golden Dawn, Templi Ordo Orientalis, and I could go on and on and on, but Apareth, that's a biggie. Breath doesn't mean Jews any more than Freemasonry means Lutherans. And there's another big player in all of this that most of you have never heard about, and that's the Order of St. John of Jerusalem. All of these organizations at their highest level are subversive. Their allegiance is only to the order and the worldwide brotherhood. They're citizens only of their own government. And none other. And at the highest degrees, they take the oath called the Kol Nidre, and they mean it literally. It negates and does away with all other oaths. You see, the rites practiced in all of these orders were largely taken from the Jewish Kabbalah.
Kabbalah.
The Jewish mysticism.
There you go, guys. Talmud.
And I'm not talking about a Jewish plot. Many Jews, most Jews, I should say, are not members of any of these organizations. They go about their daily life just like all of you. But you see, one time in history, the Jews were the only people who preserved knowledge and passed it down. And they did so in secret, simply because they were outcast, ostracized. They were forbidden to practice these things. And not all of the mysteries came from the Jews. At one time, ladies and gentlemen, the nation of Islam, headed by the Prophet Muhammad, was the greatest civilization possession of the greatest knowledge upon the face of this earth. They had the only universities in the world at that time. And people from countries all over the world, including Europe, sent people to attend these universities because it was the only place that they could gain knowledge. The mysteries originated in the Middle East and have spread across the world. So they take a large percentage of the mysticism and the religion and the magic. knowledge of the people of the Middle East.
All right, so he goes on to even make a connection up to the Bhagavad Gita out of India and the Sanskrit, which, of course, goes back to the nuclear wars in the skies and the spaceships in the skies and the glass that's infused in the rock at Mohenjo-Daro in southern Pakistan at the Dig. And it goes on and on and on and on and on all the way up. But what I wanted you to hear was the inextricable link between that triangular symbol that Trump and his family make, like, you know, like, at a level that's insane, okay, even to the point where Eric Trump's wife was like smacking his arm, telling him he's doing it too much in front of the camera. So the point is, we know who they are. So if we know who we know who they are, let's establish some foundations here. We know that they're inextricably linked over to the Kabbalah. And the Kabbalah comes from where? Okay, I think you know the answer to that, right? And now you understand all, you know, how Trump could suddenly go from, I don't know, I mean, did he suddenly become a reptile? I mean, why does he have that viper eye, which is right out of the Testament of Amran from the Dead Sea Scrolls, talks about that. You there, you have an eye like a viper. We are watchers. We are made, you know, lords over men. And all this other nonsense anyway. But it is scripture, so it's not nonsense. We're dealing with it on a humongous level right now, probably bigger level and greater magnitude than the world has ever seen, considering where we are in the end times, biblical end times timeline. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But I wanted to anchor you to connect that triangle that you're seeing with the overarching agenda. And the overarching agenda is to destroy the United States from within. And you might say, well, where is Obama in all of this? Well, you heard what he said about the Muslims. All right, so I can go in. There's a Walter Veith training, if you go out and you look at it. It's part of his CD set. And it makes the connection between, and it might even be free on YouTube out there, so you can search on this. But it makes, you would want to search on Catholic Muslim Walter Veith. And there you'll probably find a video of teaching of his. And he basically travels the world and he shows how virtually every Catholic church that's located in, you know, Bohemia has, you know, a mosque located within 100 yards of it. And he travels all over the world and he shows you photographic evidence of all this. And then of course, there's even some information out there that indicates that it was a particular member of the Roman Catholic Church that was assigned the duty to start, the whole Islamic religion dynamic. Okay, so that was all bought and paid for as well. All right, so anyway, so we're getting out, you know, getting a little off kilter a bit, you know, because this is a rabbit hole of weeds that never ends. Okay, praise God, thank you, Jesus. So I wanted to get that out to you, and so that you we're anchored. Okay, now I want to call this to your attention too. So let's just go ahead and... Kids, are you there? Hi. Okay, you ready to keep on moving forward? Huh? Come on. No? What? You're looking for a joke? Oh, no. This is going to push me in OT. Kids, we're going to have to skip that. All right? All right, you're okay with that? And I'll try to keep this, you know, if it's going to be a 2-hour show, okay. But I'm not doing a 3-hour show tonight. I don't want to do any more 3-hour shows. All right, it's just too much time for somebody to listen to. If I see an Alex Jones special and it's 3 hours long, I'm like, I'm out, forget it. Got to sleep sometime. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. So anyway, I wanted to play this one. This is a person who just has a creepy feeling about the things that he's seeing. Obviously awake and aware, obviously understands the triangles, obviously understands the connection back over to the Kabbalah and the mystical stuff that's going on over there. Okay, all that stuff. All right, it's all in play. We've already talked about that. All right, so anyway, this guy gets a little weirded out, and this is what he says. All right. And by the way, he's focused on the Russian war. I would submit that this man needs to focus his attention to Iran.
The escalation of it is exactly what they want. So this whole kind of, I'm going to come to the negotiation table, I'm going to have peace. Look, I've got him to the negotiation table by being tough with him. This is the theater that we're looking at. But something is going to happen, because it needs to happen, to get the population of the United States, of Europe, to agree to the escalation in Ukraine and Russia. And I think what we're going to find, and I asked this question in social media, what people thought, the overwhelming majority thought it would be a cyber attack, something that attacked the supply chain into...
Whoops. Sorry.
Oh, look, fuel or food or whatever. I think something's coming, Rich. I think a false flag is coming that will be blamed on Russia. I hope I'm wrong.
Or Iran.
6 months going, oh God, what was I talking about? False flag. But I think that something is coming that will be blamed on Russia, whether it be a cyber attack.
Okay, so he's fixated at this moment in time while he's speaking on Russia. But the problem is, well, I'll share with you what the problem is. All right, I actually have an audio bite that kind of states the case. And this is, as you know, a person that we all probably have been exposed to or heard from, should have by now, if you're out there on the internet. And this is Professor Jeffrey Sachs, and he has a pretty good idea. The only thing that he doesn't seem to understand, he never mentions, is the 8 years between the Crimea annexation until the Russian denazification operation. He doesn't seem to know that they were shelling the Donbass and killing little kids, killing their moms while they're trying to, you know, it was a very bad situation simply because that edge of the Ukraine, the eastern edge, the Donbass area, is where the most number of Russian-speaking people are, and so they don't like that, and so they were bombing them. They even set up landmines, and kids get body parts blown off. This is a terrible thing. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Now, let me go ahead and lock that down with this Jeffrey Sachs commentary.
Will be World War III. Iran is not alone. War with Iran will be World War III. Iran is not alone, and it will not remain alone. With Russia, we are at possibility of peace, but we're also at a possibility of nuclear war. They're both very close. And if we go to war with Iran, we make nuclear war all the more likely.
Do you think that the people pushing us toward war with Iran understand that?
No, I think that they're following a plan, clean break, 1996, and a plan, 1991, 7 wars in 5 years, that has been deep set, and that has been Netanyahu's baby all the time. Netanyahu, I regard as one of the most delusional and dangerous people on the planet. He has engaged the United States so far in 6 disastrous wars, and he's aiming to engage us in yet one more. We're not standing up for Israel. We are engaging in war on Israel's behalf all over the Middle East. That's a completely different thing. Nothing that has happened in the Middle East has been for American national security. None of it. Not one of these wars. These have been Netanyahu's wars.
All right. Praise God. So, you know, now you got, I think, a well-rounded understanding. You know the connection between the triangles. You know who's who in the zoo and what they're doing. You know what? We ought to be able to also understand clearly what their end game is. Okay? It falls completely in line with the reduction of the population, you know, and also the implementation of the beast, the digital ID. We talked about that. Transferring the CBDCs, instead of being called that, will be called Bitcoin and, you know, whatever else. They have like 4 of them picked out, or maybe 5 of them now picked out that are their top picks to be part of the infrastructure of money control. Okay, so they need that to combine with a digital ID, and everybody has a cell phone right now, even the homeless people that are standing in the streets. All right, praise God. So anyway, all these things are moving forward. It's just there's way, way more. They want to keep the citizenry of the United States off balance. And I think that that goal has clearly been met. All right, praise God. Also, it's important, I think, to call out the fact that during the speech before Congress last night, that Trump, and you know, tonight's the 5th of March, that Trump had once again brought up the AI project, Stargate, and the infrastructure and surveillance, you know, the grand surveillance system, the one that watches every camera, everything. It's like, you know, the Mac Daddy of the Mac Daddy Orwellian, you know, watch you every second you breathe kind of thing. All right. So we're talking about supercomputers. We're talking probably about quantum microchips, which are coming out gangbusters. China now has one that's like hundreds of times faster than the one that Microsoft just came out with, the Mirana one or whatever. But anyway, this is very important to hear this again. You will note that Donald Trump once again touts the relationship with Larry Ellison of Oracle and all this other stuff. Just remember that audio clip that I played for you on the last show where Larry Ellison was explaining the surveillance state. Okay, never mind the mRNA vaccines that they want to create custom for everybody so everybody has a reason to go get them, right? So anyway, let's listen to Trump bring this back up. This is in the forefront of his mind. We have a tendency to say, maybe he forgot he's working on other stuff. No, otherwise he wouldn't think of it. Oh, wait a second. Hold on.
Announced a SoftBank, one of the most brilliant anywhere in the world, announced a $200 billion investment. OpenAI and Oracle, Larry Ellison, announced $500 billion investment, which they wouldn't have done if Kamala had won. Apple announced $500 billion investment.
I don't care about Apple. Kim All Cook right. Be quiet.
He said, I cannot...
I thought I hit the button right. But anyway, you know, enough is enough of all the touting, blah, 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 blah. A lot of these things are tentative. Do I believe that the Beast system is being implemented at extremely high speed right now behind the scenes? Do I believe that Elon Musk probably has already started the building of an extremely advanced, 2030 aligned, you know, technologically aligned, sophistication-wise, for a quantum chip driven AI data center? I think so. I think these things are all in play. The rule of thumb is usually 20 years by the time, you know, once they invent it, it's going to take 20 years to actually start pushing it out to the public and telling everybody about it. So we don't know what the lag time is between, you know, creation and all that other stuff. I think it's just safe to assume at this point that the data centers are already being built. So again, all we really need is that false flag the guy was talking about. And they're not going to blame Russia. They're going to blame Iran. They need an excuse to go in Iran gangbusters. And that's pretty much, in my opinion, probably the most likely thing to kick things forward at exceedingly high speed. So I say all eyes on Iran. Note the fact that Israel right now is already bombing the bejeebies out of Damascus. So that'll be a fulfillment of Isaiah 17. Damascus is turned into a ruinous heap, right? Amen. So we're just progressing. We're walking down that street. We're walking down that golden street to our evacuation mission, praise Jesus, our slippery escape. But we just don't know how long. So I think it's best that we just program ourselves to hope for the best and prepare ourselves for maybe a little bit longer stay than we would prefer. I'm already past that point, so anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So I wanted you to hear that, and then I'll bring you back. I'm going to go back into the collection of things to play. So I got Jeffrey Sachs covered, Trump, Larry Ellison thing. Okay. Oh, I think you need to hear this. This is from a guy named Tim Fullerton, who is talking about what's really going on at the southern border. Okay, here we go.
All right, so we have some good news on the immigration front. It turns out that ICE can't actually hold the people that they are arresting or detaining, and they're letting a lot of them go. Turns out detaining and deporting 15 million people is really difficult. ICE has nowhere near the facilities to house all these people. So what's happening is that they are being detained, and then many of them are being released back into the United States. This is a reminder that the Trump administration is about bluster more than results. They make it look like they're doing a lot of things, but in reality, you have to look below the surface to see what's really going on.
All right. Enough said. He made the point, and that point is relevant for virtually every single claim. Okay, yeah. Have people been fired from their jobs? Yes. Does that add to the unemployment statistics? Yes. Are these people going to be able to keep their homes by going out and getting a job at Twisty Treat? No. This nonsense about, well, we added, you know, 3,700 more jobs this month and all. What a pile of bunk. Job, job, job. What, is a strawberry picker for $2 an hour? What are you talking about here? Statistics, lies, and damn lies in statistics. It's all a bunch of lies, and that's what we're hearing. And then at the end of the day, you got SCOTUS stopping stuff. You got federal judges all over the place stopping stuff. There's not a lot getting accomplished right now. It sounds like it is, and everybody's out there, it's the golden age of America. And I'm like, you know, what about the other 194 major countries? And what do they call Mauritius? Is that a major country or is that an island nation state? I don't know. It's kind of like its own state. All right, let's jump back over. I got some folks that are starting to hit me up because I sent out the, you know, the communication from Bill Cooper, and I think it's going to get a lot of people excited. One in particular from Belgium, my buddy Chamil, is hammering me with messages right now, so I guess he's getting a little excited. So anyway, so you heard the Tim Fullerton commentary. You know, I don't care what side of the fence he's on. If what he's saying is even remotely true, it makes sense. What are you going to do? Just collect up 15 million people and just say, run through the gate? It doesn't work like that. That's a lot of bodies. All right. And of course, if they do any processing at all, well, there's a whole nother problem. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Putin and negotiate Iran. Oh, wait a minute. No. That's important. Play Iran negotiate with the U.S. Okay, so I'll play this one because I marked it for playing. So it might be pretty darn important. Okay, this is the other side of the, you know, it's outside of the Israel thing, more toward the Arab opinion. All right, but I think it's worthy, you know, to listen to try to get a well-rounded understanding of the different viewpoints associated with the dynamics that are taking place on the earth right now. I think this is more leaning toward Tehran and Iran. So let's listen to this commentary. It says, Iranian president, no dialogue possible now between Washington and Tehran. So that's the, you know, banner at the bottom of the screen from Russia Today. Here we go.
Surprised that Iran made that statement, refusing to engage in talks with Washington. What's driving this decision?
I think it's linked to the fact that Trump makes extraordinarily excessive demands and preconditions. Trump wants Iran to give up its sovereign rights, have a peaceful nuclear program. That's not going to happen. And he also wants Iran to decrease its defense capabilities, its conventional defense capabilities. And of course, when the United States, under Trump, under Biden, under Obama, under Clinton, have always spoken about all options being on the table, they've always threatened Iran, that's just simply not going to happen. So as long as the United States treats Iran in this manner, the Iranians are not going to negotiate. And I should also add, the very fact, just listening to your previous guest, the United States is a guarantor in Gaza, yet the United States allows the Israelis to violate the deal. The United States is a guarantor in the ceasefire for Lebanon, but the Israeli regime continues to occupy parts of the country, and it kills Lebanese citizens. So when you look at that, when you look at the Minsk Accords, when you look at which the Americans were behind, the Germans and the French, and when you look at the Iranian nuclear deal and how Trump tore up the deal and the U.S. violated the deal under Obama, for Iran, it's very difficult to imagine how we could possibly negotiate with the United States and trust the Americans abide by their commitments.
Professor, you know,
All right, so I think really we heard the mouthful right there. They you know, of course, in all interviews, they'll dig deeper and ask questions, but it's all going to add up to the same endpoint, okay, the same conclusion. Once the Iran war starts, like Professor Sachs said, the Iran war is World War III. And of course, I know what he's doing. He's basically implicating that Russia will join up with Iran, which is highly likely. The relationships are extremely strong. They're interwoven militaristically in many ways. As a matter of fact, while Russia was doing the denazification operation, they were receiving a fantastic number of the drones, the war drones, explosive drones, et cetera, from Iran. Okay, so never mind the S-400s that have been moved from Russia over to Iran, which is arguably the most sophisticated anti-air, anti-missile system that exists. Okay, so praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We just, you know, I think all these things map back to telling the same story. And that same story is, and if we lean on what that one individual said about a false flag, I just got this feeling, that points back to the Rachel Baxter dream. That points back to a whole lot of other things. We were also, myself and Sister Nancy, were also reviewing some of the things that Sarah Monet had seen and how they intertwined. So you got Dr. David O'Rourke, who said it was a historic fire, where he says he's essentially implying that F-35s, we know they already tested them. Shot two tactical nukes in, and it was a historic fire. You know, I would assume it's the mountain for Fedor, for the Ferdow centrifuge facility, but it could be the other one. I don't know, but it was a big deal. Okay, evidently, according to O'Rourke, it seemed to him like it was the beginning of World War III, although Sarah Monet says she sees a nuclear-tipped missile flying from Libya, but it's actually being launched by Iran. So that's another piece that we have on the, you know, a chess piece we have on the, you know, whatever, or piece on the risk board. So all these things are starting to fall into place, but they're happening behind the scenes amidst an awful lot of clamor about accomplishments that are not tangible. So, I'm not saying that I don't agree. Who in their right mind that's of even the most reasonably even fringe beliefs, even quasi Judeo-Christian beliefs, wouldn't agree with the things that Donald Trump has done executive orders on as a general rule. Okay, and yes, of course we would. Would it appear that he was focused on making America? Yes, but is this all part of that, you know, sleight of hand that he's so famous, you know, that 3D chess? And he would be the, you know, and why the signals all the time? Why the constant triangles? I'll tell you why. Because he's in deep. And that's why he's in bed with the Chabad Lubavitch whole movement and that whole deal and the setting up of the Antichrist and everything. Okay, because if you are a Mason, which we know that Trump absolutely is in the Scottish Rite, pretty high up, no doubt. Okay, you have to understand, they admittedly worship Lucifer. They know that they worship Lucifer. They just talk about him as God. So they switch things out. And God we trust. Which God do you trust? They believe that God is Lucifer of light, that he's friendly and loving and kind and benevolent and all kinds of stuff. He's a false light, and they've fallen for it, and it's unfortunate, and they are lording it over man. And it's coming, it's kind of centralized over where we know, where the war is almost certainly going to break out. Is there going to be a false flag? Maybe there will be. All right, so anyway, on that note, I think I've hit all the ones that I wanted to play to establish the foundation. But I also wanted to share with you a couple of additional headlines that kind of weave into this whole big picture. The first of which I wanted to share was the one about the Panama president actually said about Donald Trump and some of his claims addressed to Congress. All right, here we go. All right, so the Panamanian president, he basically says, and I got to scroll in here to be able to read this. This is not an audio bite. Panama's president, this is, let me see if this has a quote, Reuters. Panama's president, Jose Raul Moreno, says Donald Trump is lying about the United States reclaiming the Panama Canal. Trump made the claim after BlackRock, a major U.S. investment firm, announced a $22.8 billion deal to buy port operations from a Hong Kong company with assets near the canal. Moreno made it clear Panama fully controls the canal and the U.S. is not taking it back. All right. So anyway, there's a little bit of clarification on what's going on with that dynamic. I even get the impression that BlackRock was in there not because of Donald Trump, but because they were already planning on doing it. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. But you know, that's just how things get twisted. We know it's a game, and it's intentional. It's to trick people, and boy, oh boy, is it working real well. This is the best execution I have seen thus far to trick the constituency into believing that there's something totally on the up and up going on. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. And my phone, you know, my phone knows when it's close to five. I set all my alerts, check the mailbox, take out the trash, do this, do that, all coming at five. So you'll probably hear lots of ding-dongs and this, that, and the other thing, but that's all right. It's just part of life. All right, praise God. I want to move on to the next one because there's a bunch of these. All right, so Lavrov says that over the last 100 years that Europe has always been the cause of major wars, not America. And I totally agree with that, being a little bit of a history buff. It has been the center of pretty much all of the wars, Napoleon, the whole deal. All right. Also, the Attorney General Bondi, she says she was duped. She claims publicly that I was duped into thinking that I was getting the entire set of the Epstein files. And I'm like, I really don't buy that with your little triangular, you know, Masonic sign with your little buddy on the photograph that I have. I don't buy it. I, you know, if you look at a little bit of her history in the state of Florida and her previous interactions with Epstein, don't buy it. She knows all about the Epstein collection. She knows who Epstein worked with. She gets it. She's known about it for quite some time. And so, again, we're being played, and people are figuring it out. There's a whole bunch. I don't know what percentage, but it's probably approaching probably 7-8%, at least of the people on my stream on Twitter, that are way, they're like, no way. Whole thing's a setup. We're never going to get any of the meaningful names off that list at all. And I've even heard some supposed experts claim that it doesn't even exist anymore, that they've completely eradicated and made sure that nobody, and we know who that would be, is going to get tattletailed on. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Then you have the whole 25% tariff on Mexico, which they're saying they're getting ready to do something about. And then, of course, the big fuss that came out of Canada yesterday. Ford, Douglas Ford, who is, the premier of Ontario, threatens to cut even a large part of the northeastern electrical grid. And then, of course, Trump responded back and said, you do that, we're going to cut off all your cloud access. So it started getting kind of ugly there for a while. I've even seen videos where owners of liquor stores are pulling things like Jack Daniels and stuff like that. Anything that's made in America is getting pulled off the shelves, which is kind of silly because they already paid for it, but that's okay. I think they're trying to make a point. All right, I don't know where that's going to end up. None of us do. We've even heard rumor that Trump may back off on those things, which of course he does. He plays that little game. He'll push you to the edge until you're hanging over the cliff. He'll let you hang there for a while and go, and then he'll pull you back up at the last minute. It's part of the negotiation for this guy. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Putin also addresses threats of war, so those things are not ending. They're associated with continued attacks that are coming out of the Ukraine with drones. There was an oil refinery deep in Russia, 1,300 miles or kilometers, as I have heard. So it hasn't stopped. And they're still trying. France, Germany, I forget who else, Spain, I think. Italy's out. Maloney's like, forget it. You're not getting any of my men. I love her. She's awesome. Okay, I wish she's like the Donald Trump of Europe, which, of course, I'm talking about the fake Donald Trump, the one that's supposed to be doing all these wonderful things that aren't actually happening. It's really interesting. All right. So anyway, the Department of Justice has announced that Seth Rich's records, which were set for release on March the 10th, will not be made public. By the way, this is an interesting segue into the concept that any time anybody says anything about the Epstein files or the Diddy stuff, they're basically rolling their eyes and they're saying it's not gonna get released because there's too many connections over to, yeah, you know who. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Canada trade war, again, I've already talked a little bit about that. China files a lawsuit with the World Trade Organization. They're very not happy about, I think it's a 20% tariff that Trump is levying against a number of their goods. They're doing a reciprocal one against us. And they're also formalizing a complaint to the World Trade Organization. So China's mad. And they've made it pretty clear that they're pretty darn mad. They've even come out and said some pretty pugnacious things like, you know, we have no problem. If you want a war in this area, we'll do a war. If you want a war in this area, we'll do a war. We're ready to go to war. All right. So again, all those things, the China quantum computer trip is a quadrillion times faster than the leader in the entire global world. OK, wow. Praise God. Mary's birthday. Oh, Jenny Daniels. Oh, yeah. I think she already went home. All right. Praise God. So lucky. I wish I was with her. All right. Tedros is continuing to harp on the whole idea of no meat, no meat. I just want to eat plants. It's fascinating how Romans 14 says, and then the weak will eat only plants for the weak. Well, of course, what takes away the strength, the protein levels that we need to be able to do proper, spiritual warfare. Okay, when we it takes energy from our bodies. It's noteworthy when we are leaning into spiritual warfare prayers and commanding in the mighty name of Jesus, I command you, get out, get out. When you're doing those kinds of prayers, there is an energy drain from your body. It's a supernatural energy drain as well as a physiological energy drain, and it is highly recommended by people who do deliverance work full time that we eat a very rich red meat protein laden diet, praise God. Okay, and there's been so many health things that have been proven for that as well. All right, so you got that dynamic. It's happened. You know, again, the globalists are desperate to get everything kicked and moving forward for the European move. They want to put peacekeepers, you know, which are European soldiers from France and Germany, etc., into you know, the Ukraine proper. Lavrov said, nothing doing, you no peacekeepers, you're not allowed to do that. So they're drawing lines back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And it's very Gaddafi-ish. All right. Praise God. Pam Bondi then later came out on March 4th. And I got to hold on a second. All right. Praise God. So, boy. So I just want to go ahead and scroll up here and hit upon a couple of key things that'll pop in my head once I read the title. But anyway, let's see. Yeah, so Europe is trying to move to a war footing on their own and supposedly working up billions to give to Zelensky. Zelensky has ping-ponged back and forth. A lot of people are probably still under the impression that he wants to cut a deal and meet with Trump again. Forget it. It's off again, on again, off again, on again, off again, on and again. No, he's set. Okay, so that's moving forward. The Ukraine attacking. Now Trump did pull, or supposedly did, pull intelligence services, you know, help from the CIA and the satellites and all that kind of stuff. So they, supposedly Zelensky doesn't have any way to guide missiles. All right, so anyway, that is noteworthy to point out, but nevertheless, do we trust it? We'll have to wait and see. All right. So anyway, so there's a lot of chitter chatter on Twitter about that. It's going back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth. And most people are giving up on Epstein or Diddy or any of that stuff because of the connections. All right. Now, the Arab summit got together, and I'm talking about it was a whole bunch of Arab nations, and they worked with Egypt, and they put together a $20 billion, maybe $50 billion, but I know it was definitely $20 billion to kick it off, to rebuild Gaza. And they had put together a plan and how they were going to do it. And it looked to me like there was over a dozen Arab nations, and they had come forward and said, we're going to keep the Palestinian people in Gaza, and we're going to go ahead and fix Gaza back up for this much money, blah, blah, blah. Trump outright refused it. Get lost. So, following along with precisely the end game that we already know what it's all about and where we're heading with this. This is all about bringing in the Antichrist. It's all about establishing world order. It's all about, man, there's so much stuff that's going to, and I don't want to be here for that. I don't believe we will be. Okay, David Doetry's vision. I still strongly believe that God anointed him. He touched him. And because it also aligns with a completely different pastor, Pastor Sori Park, who was told by Jesus that, when the rapture occurs, the aliens took him. That's what Jesus told him. The aliens took him. So that would directly link back to David Daugherty's vision with the giant spherical-shaped Death Star spaceship showing up in the sky. That could happen any time now. We don't know. But what we do know is it's closely interconnected to World War III, and you heard what they said. All right, so the Trump is threatening to auction off 443 federal properties, which, of course, includes, Nancy Pelosi's facility and all kinds of other ones. The FBI building was actually mentioned. The Department of Justice building in downtown D.C. was actually mentioned. What are they? Is it a bunch of bluster? Yeah, well, we got the 3D chess game King of Bluster, Reptilian of Bluster, right? Anyway, so praise God. So we're on track. It's just we don't know how long God's going to take to let this all manifest, but it looks like it's getting closer and closer by the day. We're really one false flag. I don't even think it has to be a terribly significant false flag. If it's appropriately bought, if the American people believe that Iran was behind it and it was devastating enough, they're going to be going, get Iran, get Iran, get Iran. You know. Oh, and by the way, that's what Netanyahu wants us to do. So it must be good. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. There was a report that the Pope is being attacked by demons. So he's like slipping in and out of life and death. He's that close to dying. And he's like fighting with demons and stuff like that. And get out of here and this kind of thing. I don't know if it was a true story or believable source. I will just say that if that is actually happening to him, I hope he seeks Jesus with all of his heart before it's too late, because he doesn't want them things getting a hold of him. Once that happens, game over. All right, praise God. That's why I like to pray, for God to send angels into the spiritual realm to intercept the souls of the people that the demons are going to steal and take to hell. All right, I just do whatever I can in the name of Jesus and with the power that was vested in us by the name of the Lord Jesus. We forget how powerful we are in this universe. Now, of course, we're under some limitations, and that's just all of creation's under limitations right now, because all of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, and that's going to be happening during the barley harvest. That's when it starts. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So again, you got China that's accelerating the stockpiling of strategic reserves. So they're going on a war footing right now, just as you would expect. They've also been running ships, and I'm talking about entire task forces. Okay, like submarines and destroyers and different classes of ships. They're running them in task forces all the way down and circling around the edge of Australia and going up and down. That was a very World War II-ish thing for Japan to do. Okay, so the people in Australia are going to be hypersensitive to especially somebody that's coming in out of Asia. They've already been through all of that, and it scared the heck out of them during World War III. I'm sorry, II. And for those that are alive, and it's a bunch of people that remember those days, it's going to have a ripple effect across all of Australia. Now, there is some communication out there that we have officially withdrawn from the World Health Organization and the United Nations. So what does that mean? How will it accelerate things? Will it set us free as a country to do the very bad things that are happening behind the scenes that nobody is paying any attention to? Because we're moving forward, folks. You heard the people's testimonies. You heard Bill Cooper and the connection back to the Kabbalah. You heard, all these things that have been claimed by the current administration but aren't actually happening because they're being blocked by SCOTUS. They're being blocked by federal judges. I mean, we're talking about an all-out attack, but you don't ever hear about that. Okay, you're not going to hear about that. You're going to hear about all the wonderful things that are happening and all the, executive orders and this, that, and the other thing. And you know what? A lot of them are good. But there are a lot of rulers out there over history that have been both good and very, very bad. So stay excited. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Repent. Turn away. Look, just talk to the Lord about all the things that you have done in your life that you shouldn't have done. I talk to him all the time. I do it all the time. I never miss it. Titus 1:15, to the pure, all things are pure. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as Jesus is righteous. 1 John 3:7. These are the verses, you know, 1 John 5:9 talks about how we just got to talk to our Heavenly Father. We got to admit to the sins that we did and just ask Him to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. It's a promise that He's already given you. These are things that we should be practicing every part of our, it's a cycle. It's a daily thing. Our sin is always before us, and in sin our mothers conceived us. Wash us with your hyssop and make us whiter than snow, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, once again we ask you that we would be counted worthy to escape all these things that are about, that will come to pass, and stand before the Son of Man, our King, the lover of our souls, and our very best friend, our Lord Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, and we want to come home. We want to see you really bad, but we'll do whatever you want us to do because we love you. Praise your holy name. Thank you all for joining tonight. We did make the 1 hour mark, and we got out the most important stuff. That's what's important. You know, watering it all down with a bunch of superfluous reports that you can find out on your own, that's on, you know, wherever.com. That's not what it's about. What it's about is ferreting through and looking for that diamond in that haystack of evil and noise and propaganda that we're all suffering from right now, and staying focused on the prize. We're running that race, and we're going to make it. We're going to break through that ribbon, and we're going to make the first flight out of here in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God bless you all. We'll see you on the next program.